Record. Is Parshat Yitro? Seems to be relatively short. That's okay. But now we have the dramatic climax of Sefer Shemot. We have Mamre Har Sinai. Everyone comes to Har Sinai, and that's source one. By Yisumi Refidim, they all came from Refidim. That was last week's parsha and last week's year. By Yavo Midbar Sinai, and they come to the wilderness of Sinai. By Chnuba Midbar, and they camp in the wilderness. By Yechan Sham Yisrael and they get a har, and they all camp opposite the mountain. Moshe Allah Elohim, and Moshe goes up to God. By Cry Allah Hashem in a har, and Hashem calls out to him from the mountain Lamor and says, Ko Tamar Levit Yaakov V'Tagid L'Bnei Yisrael. Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and you will tell to the children of Israel. Ritem you've seen what I, you saw what I did to Egypt, and I've carried you on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. And now, if you listen to my voice, Ushmartem et Briti, and you keep my covenant, and you will be a treasure. Out of all the from out of all the other nations, kilicho aretz, even though the whole world is mine. And you will be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words that you will tell Bnei Israel. That's Hashem's first speech to Moshe, and he'll spend the next. This is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He'll spend the next 6 days going up and down the mountain before the actual. Mamre Har Sinai. So the Mechilta on this, which is the Halachic Midrash on Shemot, looks at that word Ko Tomar Levet Yaakov. Thus shall you say, and reads it as exactly these words. Goes through a couple of things: Ko B'lashon HaKodesh, Ko K'seder Hazeh, Ko K'inyan Hazeh, Ko Shelo Tefaket V'lo Tosif. Right? It's got to be in Hebrew. These words, this order, this topic, and don't add anything. Don't subtract.
Which other word? Where does the quote open that Moshe is supposed to say?
From the Atemri Temasheret, you have seen what I told Egypt, etc., and you'll keep the commandment and all that. I
And
think
then
in the sense
close
of the
quote.
and the it ends with Ela had barim asher tabel b'nei Israel. These are the things you will tell b'nei Israel.
So it ends with Gai Kadosh. Like what's the ko? What does Moshe have to say
I think the Mechilta is
exactly?
applying it to everything that's coming forward. And
Like
that's
in
where our
the books
Kamineski,
of Torah, all the
right? We've
coming
got that, you've
Torah.
got a whole Torah coming here. And that's where our Kamineski looks at it. It says, you know, why is Hashem so concerned that most that be exactly code, exactly this, right? Lo tefachet v'lo tosif, don't subtract, don't add. And he says, of course, of that exactly that, that Moshe's role is changing. He's no longer just a Navi, right? This is now bringing the Torah, the word of God. This is what God said, because he already was a Navi. That's okay. We saw that in Parshas B'Shalach. That the people saw the great hand, the great power that God had done in Egypt. Amat Hashem, and the people feared God. By Yamin Hashem Uvu Moshe Avdo. They believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe, his servant. They believed in Moshe. But now we've got this new level of emunah coming with Mamre Har Sinai. Okay, and that's what Hashem tells Moshe. This is Pasuk Tes. This is the second day. Moshe, ba'avanan. I will come to you in the thick cloud. Bavur yishma am b'dabri. So the people will hear me as I speak to you. Gam b'cha yaminim v'olam. So they will also believe in you. Forever, they gave Moshe to be Hashem, and then Moshe talks to Hashem, and they continue on planning how this is going to happen. So this, you know, they already were in the state of Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdo, but now there's a new emuna, v'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam. They'll believe in you. Was the first that the. That first, by Aminu, by Hashem, Uva Moshe, by the Emunah in Moshe, that he was a Navi. He could do otot, he could speak on behalf of God. That's what a Navi is. The nature of a Navi, the authority of a Navi, only applies to their immediate audience, called a Harat Shah. There's
Oh, yeah.
no Le'olam there, right? You don't have to keep a Navi says something, it only applies to the ones who are listening to that Navi. There's no permanent laws. The second emunah here is Yaminu La'olam. That what Moshe says now has the authority that will last forever. That's what the Torah is. This is the word of God, literally. And this is the way the Rambam puts it about that difference between Moshe and a Navi. It says, Misha Hashem, someone who claims to have a nevuah, a prophecy from God. That is, and it says that God has came up has told me there's a new mitzvah. Ogara mehem mitzvah. We call it mitzvot. Or it says, well, no, this new mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. That were part of the original Sefer Torah. Gamze that's liable to the death penalty. Sheker, clearly he is a false prophet. Vichas Hashem, Mashalo Amalo, and he attributes to God something that he'd never been told. This God is never going to change. Torah, Gamze, and La, and we don't worry about whether he does signs or wonders. Because the Navi, the original of this is Moshe, who astounded the whole world with his sign. And Hashem gave us the faith in him, told us his truth and gave us faith in him. Moshe Hashem, as Hashem promised, when he says, "Gam that's Moshe's role. Moshe already said, there'll be no other Torah. So that Moshe now is the final word. So Hashem telling you, if you're very careful, that everything you say b'shem Hashem is actually Devar Hashem.
And is
That's
this Torah Shebichtav that we're talking about, or
yes.
Sheva'al
Well, this is Torah Shebiktav.
Peh?
That the words are, these are the actual words that need to be said. You have to get these words exactly right. Okay, because there's no room for your own interpretation, because everything you say at this point is Torah Shebiktav in exactly that sense. It's going to get written down. It's not written down now, it won't be written for 40 years, but still, it's a specific set of words. So, Kotamar, from here on in, you've got to say it exactly. This is the words I'm putting in your head, these are what you're going to say. And so, Rokowski says, this is. Which is this is why what happened at Mei Meriva, where he hits the rock instead of talking to it, was such a terrible thing. So now we can really understand. Now we say why Moshe was punished so much at Mei Meriva. Amnam, the truth is, according to what we've spoken about, this sin was specifically Moshe's. So it wasn't just not listening to God. Mekabel Torah Masorah Israel. He was the one who got the Torah from Hashem and gave it to Israel. Behold, Dibur v'Dibur Shelo, and every word that he said, Yishlo Din Shel Torah Hashem. That was considered Torah. He says, "This is what God said. That is Torah Shebiktav. That's what God says."
Wait, it says up there, Kibel Torah.
Mekabel Torah, and he was the one
Hatorah,
who mashed.
v'hamesorah.
Vahamisorah Yisrael. That's a,
So you
and he
don't
was the
think
one
the
who
mesorah?
transmitted it to Israel.
You mean that's a verb there?
It's the present tense. It's the, yeah, it's he is the transmitter. That's a mapike. These Moser Otah Yisrael.
Because I read it like we have the Torah and we have the Masorah, and he
I'm not
did
talking about
both.
Torah Shebe'al Peh, right? This is talking about the words. His words need to be exact, because his words are Mekabel Torah Me'Hashem U'Mosra Yisrael, giving it over to Israel. Okay, again, this is Torah Shebiktav. Kol Dibur Dibur Shelo. So every word he says, Yishlo Din Shel Torah Hashem. This is real Torah. Mamar Ketuv Lahalan Gam Bacha Yaminu La'olam. Again, that idea that you they will believe in you forever. I mean, this now has the authority that will last forever. This is not like a Navi that has a Harachah that's for then and then. No more in Cain. Kol ne'emunato, therefore, our faith in him. is Musseret is based al zeh shu moseret divar Hashem. So our faith is that when Moshe says this is what God said, it's got to be exactly the way God said it, without changing it.
Okay.
Moshe Chazal, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kotev, Hashem dictates, Moshe writes. Right? Hashem speaks with Gronosha Moshe, as the throat of Moshe. But here at Meim Rivah, when he strikes the rock, Moshe shows, he didn't do exactly what God said. He put a little bit of his own opinion in there. That would put the entire transmission of the Torah in danger. Because if the sum of this was your interpretation, then what else was your interpretation?
But he didn't not say what God told him to say. He didn't do what
Do what God told him to do. That's true. They still argue that this is still a problem if we're saying that everything Moshe does is God what God says. He's making that connection that this is a problem
Okay.
specifically for Moshe, right? Anyone else, God tells you what to do, you do it wrong. That's not good, but it's not that terrible. Moshe, this is worse. It
Yeah.
implies that maybe what he told us isn't exactly what God told you. Just now, our faith in Moshe is now hanging in doubt. So, Kotamar, Lashonazeh, Lolofeche, Lolosif. That's the Mechilta. I want to look at Rashi. So, it's interesting that Rashi never quotes Midrashim. Okay, it's always worth looking. If you're actually interested in Rashi, because he cites Midrashim, but only being selections, he edits it. He picks and chooses the pieces that he wants. So in our pasuk, he brings this, right? Kotomar, it's Lashon Hazeh Keseder Hazeh. Leaves out the Lo Pachov Lo Yoter, don't add, don't subtract. Okay, it's only later. Remember, it start the our the quote starts from Kotamar, Kotamar Levit Yaakov together Levit Israel, and it ends with Elah Hadvarim. And Mechilta puts all and Kotamar all of those things of Lashon, Lashon Hazeh, Seder Hazeh, don't add and don't subtract. Rashi puts the Lashon Hazeh, Seder Hazeh by Kotamar, but later. On the Eilat HaDavarim, he adds the Lo Pachot Lo Yoter, which I thought was interesting.
Wait, the Kotomar, actually, it struck me, but Moshe's not going to say, open quotes, Kotomar Hashem.
No.
Okay, that's the direction to
To
him.
him, right. But we're going to see other
So,
places where we do is say Ko Amar Hashem, or we say Yadavim Asher Amar Hashem.
right.
But we're reading that as okay, this is right. This is Hashem's instructions to Moshe are Ko Tamar and Ela Hadvarim Asher Taber.
Yeah.
Right, okay, both of those imply a degree of specificity.
Okay.
Rashi says Ko Tamar is Lashon Hazeh, this language and this order. But the specific, you've got to get it absolutely right. Lo pachov lo yoter is attached to Eilat HaDvarim.
Okay.
Okay? So it's attached to a different thing. Because there is a version of Mechilta. The previous one was the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. This is Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Different version of the Mechilta of the Midrash Halacha, where it attaches that drasha to Eilat HaDvarim at the end of that quote. Eilat HaDvarim, Lashon HaKodesh, right? Eilat Kinyan HaZeh. Again, this is exactly the same words that the other one did the drasha on the Kot Tamar. This is on Eilat HaDvarim. The Seder Hazeh, Psukot HaLalu, in these paragraphs, Parshiot HaLalu, below the Pachot, below the Sif, don't add, don't subtract, on Eilat.
Isn't
Rashi's.
there there's a actual quote in the Torah about lola fachod, the lola hosif.
Right, that's once we have the Torah.
like
That's a
telling us.
mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah lo lo siv. So
Yeah.
this is Moshe telling Hashem telling Moshe, when you tell them the words of the Torah, it's got to be exactly right.
Yeah.
And then we're told afterwards, don't add new mitzvah
Yeah.
to what
Okay.
we've just gotten here.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
mean, they're obviously connected to each other.
Right. But right.
This
Okay.
is instructed to Moshe, right? You're going to give him this list here. These are the words, right? This is the Torah. This is holy. So Rashi is saying that Lashon HaZeh, Keseder HaZeh goes to Kotamar, and Lo Pachot Lo Yoter goes to Elah HaDvarim. He's splitting them up here, and that's because there's a different implication of Ko, which will, when the Navim will say Ko Amar Hashem, and the idea of Elah, or singular, Zeh Davar. Elah Vrim Zeh Davar, same thing. And that's Rashi in Parshat Matot, when it says Zeh Davar. This is quoting the Gemara. Moshe nitnabe with the Koamar Hashem Khasar Laila. Moshe used the expression Koamar Hashem. But Nevi'im nitva'u with Koamar Hashem, and all Nevi'im use that expression Koamar Hashem, thus said the Lord.
Right.
Yosef ala Moshe nitnabe belashon Zehadavar. This idea, when he's saying Zehadavar, only Moshe uses that language.
Because he's the only one who has to have an exact quote.
Right, that's the way that is interpreted in the Gemara over there. That Ko Amar Hashem is, here's the idea. It's like this. When you say, right, famously, I mean, when Moshe says Ko Amar Hashem Kachatzot HaLaila, I think we're going to quote that later, that Kachatzot means about midnight, because Moshe said, well, I'm not, if I say exactly midnight, no one's got the right time. They're going to think I'm making stuff up.
I like that. Kichatzot. When are you going to come? About five.
Right,
About
but I said that, and we learned
Jewish
that this is
time.
Hashem doesn't say kachatzot, it's bachatzot alayla at midnight. But this is Koko Amar Hashem is the right ideas when I say the words. God doesn't put the words in his mind, in his mouth. Zedavar, these are words, and that's what Mizrahi explained exactly. This the Nevi'im all, as it were, saw with an unclear lens. They had a vague idea of what they're supposed to say. Ein bam yechol kabel rak hamikaven min ha'inyan, haro'oyu lahem. Right? And they got the idea of what they're supposed to, they have the idea of what they're supposed to say, but not the exact words. The exact words are not dictated by God. Who's kulazkir ko amar Hashem? That's what ko amar implies. Shepurusho hamikaven midvarav. This is what God means. Lo adivrim be'einam, not the literal actual words. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, that Moshe, because he could see through a clear glass, meaning he got an absolute vision of what was not, what needed to be said, that he was able to understand everything in the halachic sense of literally in its actual state. And that's why he would say Zedavar. This is what you say. Zedavar, no, this is literally what the words were. Apply without any change. And again, Rav Kamenetsky on this idea says simple similarly that the other Nevi'im were human beings when they said the message. They said things over in their own words. Nimsa, the fish again, Ishut HaNavi, Mishta Tefet Nivua. That's something the personality of Navi was part of the Nivua. See, no Navi, Dotu Nevi'im had the same signon as the Gemara said, same exact style. They had their own style there. Marimlo Nevi'at HaChazon, that the Navi would get this vision, Vanavi, Mivio, Lefikochol Tav, Tochnia Tav. And then Navi would express it according to his own ability to understand, but in his own context. Which was not true of Moshe. Torah has got to be Zedavar. Mamash Kishi is given these are the words. Without any aspect of his own personality, of his own individuality in there. Moshe, but Hashem basically speaking through the mouth of Moshe. That's the voice of God's
Oh.
head. Literally, okay? So that's what that. So that Kotamar Beit Yaakov is the level of Navi of say these kinds of things. Oh, and again, applying to all the Torah is coming, but Eilah HaDvarim, again, that's parallel to Zeh Davar, this is the thing. That's Lo Pachov Lo Yoter.
Where is
And
Zehadavar? Is Zehadavar in our?
the word Zeh Davar is in Parshat Matot.
Oh,
When I
not
mentioned
here.
Matot,
Okay.
not here, right? Here it says El Davarim, but I'm saying that this those two things mean the same thing. This is just plural. El Davarim is plural.
Right.
Okay. The same idea. It has that specificity. Because Kotomar leaves rooms for Moshe's own interpretation, which we said about the Kachatzot. Here's the Gemara on that. That, you know, about midnight. Came out to Moshe Yodea. Moshe knew when midnight would be. Hashem said midnight. It should be midnight. Lama Kachatzot. Why you say Kachatzot about midnight? Moshe Kasava, because Moshe fell. Shami Yitu Istagane Faro. Look, the astrologers are going to make a mistake. Imru Moshe Badaihu, and they'll say, Moshe, you're lying and making all this up. They were at that point, even if you know the Bechor Moel died at 1205, say obviously Moshe, you were lying. Your guy's supposed to know everything. So Moshe went, you know, this was Moshe Kasavar. That's what Ko Amar Hashem Kachatzot Alayla. But this here is telling us though, but this introduction actually has both. And that's what's striking, even in Rashi's terms, right? It's Kotamar Ela Devarim. You're gonna say it, you're gonna say it your way, you're gonna have some of your personality in there, and you're gonna say exactly. I think that's what Rashi's implying.
Wait, where's your personality come in? I thought
Kotam,
he has to
right, well, the
keep it out.
expression of Ko Amar, what? That he can't have his pro personality.
Right, he
But
can't.
he's still being told the Ko Tomar. He's still saying, say it with Ko and say it with Eilah HaDvarim at the
Eilah
same time.
HaDvarim is exact quote. And
And
what
the
is Ko
Ko
Amar?
implies that I'm telling you the ideas and you express it.
That's the co.
That's the Ko. So both of those
Okay.
are true at the same time.
Okay.
In here. That's what I think Raj is pointing out, that we have both of those kind of expressions that elsewhere have this kind of specific meaning one way or the other. But it's both of them, right? Hashem is telling Moshe both tell them literal word of God, and also you need to have this hishtatfut me'ishitoa pratit, as Rav Kamenetsky says, a little bit of your own personality. Both those have to be true at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a
Well,
dialectic.
they, in a way, let's say you have a script and different actors, the same exact words, do it differently.
That's true. So we're gonna learn again. This is Rashi is his pedagogical intent here. He's teaching us something about pedagogy, I think is
But
what
he's
I'm
saying at the same time that he's using God's exact words, he's also putting in his words or his way of
Well, he's
saying.
got to explain it there. And that's what you got to teach it. And that's what the idea is, that you have to teach it to everybody in different ways. And how, right, I think it's how you express it. You're saying this is the word of God. And I think that gets into the idea of the Torah Shel Peh and the explanation of it as well, which is not, Torah Shel Peh is not literal words.
Right.
You know the Medrash about when it says, Kotamar Levet Yaakov, Tagei Levet Israel?
Yeah, women and men.
Right, right. Beit Yaakov, El Nashim,
Yeah.
Tagei Levet Israel, in Anashim. Okay, so Maral says it's not really about specifically about men and women, but about everybody has their own way of learning.
Okay.
Okay, that's the Maral on this. This is great. Your Midrash said, "Hashem Yiparachu Noheg in Kol Echad VeEchad Kefia Roy." That Hashem wanted to teach everybody the way that was the best way for them to learn. Okay, yeah, the girls all went to Beis Yaakov. They learn Torah that way. That's always my joke, is that I learn Torah like a girl. It's all very Tanakh centered. You know, looking for look at the ideas behind it. So that's not an insult. That's a good thing. I'm sure Jack should say I should just be learning Gemara full time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, people will learn differently. And I think that's part of the lesson that Hashem tells us, gives us Torah in our own way. And so on this Maral. Yeshua Hartman, who's a contemporary rabbi who is the world expert on the Maharal, has been right editing the Maharal's works, has extensive footnotes. You look at his editions, the Maharal is like two lines of text and then the entire page full of notes. He says on this, the idea that Hashem speaks to everyone. He quotes the Gemara Midrash, the Tanhuma says on this, Bora e heyachayakol yotzei Israel. Look how the voice came out to Israel. Right? How does Hashem speak to Israel? Kol echad b'fi kocho, everyone according to their own strength, own way of own power. Zekinim ha'yoshamim et hakol b'fi kochan. The elders heard Hashem one way, b'chorim l'fi kochan, the youth another way, na'arim l'fi kochan, the kids another way, ketanim, little kids another b'fi kochan. Ayonkim v'fikokan, the babies, Nashim v'fikokan, the women according to their own way of understanding. Of America, kol echad v'fikokho, everyone according to their way of understanding. That's the way
And
that's.
what does he base this on? What pasuk? What words? Or he's
This
just saying.
is, I mean, this is Midrash Tanhuma. Specifically, this is, I have no idea why, how he gets that from.
Oh, he's very nice, but where does he get it from?
You can look
Maybe
at
Beit
the.
Yisrael and Beit Yaakov and B'nai Yisrael,
I
maybe.
mean, right. The Maharal is expanding this idea that Beit Yaakov Israel to, it's not just
Right.
about men and women. It's to everybody's got their
Right.
own.
But he says it here on this pasuk.
He does not. He says hey, the Maharal. Well, he's not talking about the puzzle. Tiferet Yisrael is a separate set of essays about Torah
Oh.
Shebichtav.
Oh, so
Okay.
he's just talking about,
He's saying this Mechilta, and Bira Midrash say explaining this Midrash. So it is about this.
Oh, it is about
It
this.
is about
Okay.
this here, and
Yeah.
I can try to find the. Let's find the. You want to see where the Tanhuma is coming from? And we want Shmod Kaf Hei. And that's Kaf Hei Hei. Okay, and there, and he, okay, the Tanhuma is getting this from this pasuk of Moshe Daber v'Elokim Yanenu b'kol. This is, oh, this is the ship. Right, because there's Shema Kolok, and that you all heard that Moshe telling everyone, you all heard the voice of God. Okay, that's the idea that everyone here heard it according to their way of
Right.
understanding, the way, in a
So
way
it
that
fits
they could
nice.
understand.
Yeah, it fits nice with Beit
Okay.
Yisrael and yeah.
And similarly, the Hartman continues quoting the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh, Huyabarach, Ho'el Echa Echa Fia Roy, Hashem God acts with everyone appropriately, Ho Echa Fia No. Kain Kasher Medaber Yisrael, so too when Hashem spoke with Israel in Echalek HaDibur, Ko Echa Lefi Kocho. So this call, what's the call that I spoke that Hashem spoke to Israel? That's the voice, that's Moshe's voice. It says here that he called Shafar Lech was a Ma'od. The shofar was blowing. Moshe Yadaber, Elohim Yanenu v'kol, Hashem answered him with a voice, gave Moshe a voice to be able to tell the Torah to everybody. And everyone heard it appropriately. So I think
Oh,
that's the,
so
I
they
think
heard it from Moshe, not
they heard it
God.
from Moshe. Right. They only heard the first two, the Anochi, the first person commandments were from God. Everything else they heard from Moshe. And Moshe's got to give him H1 kafi kocho. That's the kol Hashem who spoke to them. So now that's a really hard job because he's got to be Hashem's stenographer. Got to say exactly Hashem word for word what the Torah Shebichtav is supposed to say. Then you got to explain it to everybody in a way they can learn. And that's where the Hishtatfut Miyeshuta Pratit comes in. That's where the kol Amar Hashem comes in. This is the way I'm going to explain it. Hashem doesn't tell him exactly how to do it to everybody.
Oh, my
That's
Hashem.
coming from him, from Moshe. How to explain it, how to say it. And that's personal, and that goes from each one there. That's the sense of Kol Tomar, the Beit Yaakov, the Tehillah Israel, that you need to teach them all. Everyone needs to learn it differently. So
Be
Eilat
pretty
Dvarim,
good.
the words are the same.
Know about the script. You have the exact same script, but different actors will do
Right.
it to different audiences
So the, even in
differently.
right, so this is even
But
different.
it's
This
the
is the same
same exact
actor.
script.
This is the same actor for different audiences.
Right.
He's got to set the script appropriately for each audience. And that's what the hard job is. That's what Moshe's job now is. So as I put it, he needs not to be Moshe Hastenograph. I have to let me ask the word. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what it means to be Rabbeinu. Be able to teach. He's not just the Moser. Here's a text. You take it. He's got to teach it. And that involves, saying it for each audience in a way that's appropriate for them. And that part is the Kotomar, the Beit Yaakov.
So I have a thought percolating. You could make it good. So where it says, go back to the beginning, Beit Yaakov or Beit Yisrael, which
Tomorrow, the
one?
Beit Yaakov, the
Yeah,
Tagila,
yeah.
Israel. Yeah.
So like one of our poetic, in the Torah and Nevi'im, it's the parallel, a like Hazinu Hashemayim.
Right.
And
Right. Yeah, a lot
the
of, right.
Tishma like it repeats the idea, and
Right. Right. That's what that
it's a
parallelism.
poetic, biblical poetic construct, right?
Right.
So where do we learn it from? This is God using it. He's not, God is speaking to Moshe in this poetic way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
So James, as I have it, James Cookle has a book called The Idea of Biblical Poetry. And he kind of makes the point is that there isn't some hard and fast line between prose and poetry in the Torah. There are lots of things that clearly ought to be prosaic, but they really are poetic. And I guess this is an example of that, where Hashem, the words of Hashem, which sounds very straight, dry, okay, this is what you're going to do, here are the laws here you're going to do, but you're introducing it with this very poetic language where we're going to be using these where the parallelism, where we have almost identical ideas in different words that have subtle differences between them. And you could read it as, oh, it's just parallel, it means the same thing, but Kugel's
But
very into
what's
this
nice here
sharpening.
is that these are God's words. It's not saying say this to them, B'nai Yaakov,
Right.
Beit Yisrael. God is speaking to Moshe in this kind of parallel
Right.
poetry and teaching him how to talk to us, in this.
Okay. Very good.
It's just nice, right? Kotamar, like he's talking to Moshe the way Moshe talks to us.
And that's part of the lesson there, right? That Hashem is
I don't
teaching.
know.
Okay,
It's
this you
nice.
need to know how to do this. I'll give you that. Yes.
All right. Kotamar.
Right. So
Wait.
I.
Oh, I know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm mixing it up with Matovu Olecha Yaakov.
Mishkan Tekiyot Yisrael, right? That's
One is
poetry.
the Nashim and one is the, isn't
Really?
one of
I haven't heard.
them?
Alecho Mishkan Tekiyot Yisrael. I've never heard that in terms of Nashim and Anashim, no.
No,
But
really?
that kind of distinction there.
Matovu Olecha
Mishkan Tekiyot Yisrael.
Yaakov. No, that's not the men and the women.
I've never seen it interpreted that way.
Where did I get that from?
I don't
That's
know.
Bilam, right?
That's
That's
Bill. All right, that's Bilam. Also, biblical poetry and parallelism and all that. I've seen it. Kind of that. I've seen it
But it
interpreted
fits.
drastically,
Look,
but
it's the same thing. Yaakov and Yisrael.
that's true. So I mean, so that the fact that I haven't
Yaakov.
heard that doesn't mean it's not right. You want to go look it up?
Oh, Danny, if you didn't hear it.
Okay, it's coming from you. You are the source of that idea. Let's go now that we're curious about Yaakov. Right, it's Yaakov and Yisrael. Let's look at
What, where is it? Balak? It's in
Balak.
Parsha.
Hey. Go Yaakov. Let's see. Rashi has it as so. Right. So Tovu Olecha Ohel Shilo Beit Olamim, and right, he has it between Olecha when they're standing, and even Mishkan Techa when there been destroyed
Huh.
in the Beit HaMikdash? Again, lots of ways of looking at the parallel there. Anyone would use that. Different ways of that. Anyone looking at it? Even those kind of people who would know that's whether they, again, Ohel and Mishkan, whether they're settled or not. I'll shift. Yeah, yes. I don't know anyone who puts it with between men and women. Sheila Betalamim.
So strong in my head. Wow.
Okay, I say it could be original. I don't see another.
Yeah. If we go to the original, it's pretty good because it, oh, here's something. Yaakov Rachel. No. No.
Yaakov,
No. I mean, look how nice it fits, and then God uses it later.
right.
Well, earlier, which one is first? Our parsha or this one?
Our punch is right. This is by Midbar. This is much later.
Oh. Chronologically.
There you go. Yaakov's goof, destroys the shaman.
But the name of the school system, Beis Yaakov, is
It's
from
from this pasuk, yeah.
this one, not from Atova, obviously.
No. Yeah, because there's no. It's not Ohel Yaakov. It's Beit
Right,
Yaakov.
right.
Interesting thought. I don't know. I don't recall it anywhere.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do a quick search,
Yeah,
but
you can
anyway.
see that. All right, no, it can be you could this could be your Kiddush.
Okay.
That is
Now, let me have the Chiddush that God is teaching Moshe the
teaching
poetics,
what poetics means.
what biblical poetry, how to write. It's not just laws. You have to present it in a beautiful way and to speak to people. I don't know. Yeah. Like
Okay.
God used those words. Okay. All right.
Good. And I
So,
will I so the last quote.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the last line is this idea that from Mishlei that so Chanoch l'nar al pi darko needs to teach everyone according to the
Yeah.
way that that person understands. Every ch teach a child according to their own way, but gam ki yaskin, which I interpret a number of ways, but one is that even as the But oh, they will not change from that way, right? The way you learn is the way you learn, and that's you need to be taught according to the way you can learn. Again,
Oh, you
that
need
way
to
of
be
learning.
taught the way you learned so that the words will stay with you when you're old.
Okay, so that's one way of reading it. That's so the
You're
words
reading
will
it
stay with you. I will
differently.
say that the derech will stay with you. But that will not change. The way you
No,
learn is the way you
and that's
that's what
rigid. That's too rigid.
okay. Okay, then do it. The traditional way of understanding is teach according to each child according to their way, right? You got to know that. You got to know your students. You got to talk to them in that way. Again,
That's a
same
Yitzchak,
script, different
right?
audiences
The whole
require
Esav
interpretation.
Yaakov, right? Don't we learn that from Esav
Yes, that's Hirsch. Take exactly
and Yaakov?
that. That Yidu and Arim, they were raised
Yeah.
identically, and no one saw that they really were heading in different directions until it was too late.
I'm gonna show Jack this pasuk to be your interpretation. Like, just stick to your way of learning. This is your way. You stick to your way of
Okay,
learning.
I don't think I would interpret it as that you should. That just he initially is saying that this is a fact of life, that you will, this is the way you will learn, and trying to push yourself in a different way, you're going to fail.
Oh,
Okay?
wow.
You can try other ways of learning, but just don't be so don't try don't be someone you're not in the sense
Okay.
of learning that there are different ways of learning. Okay, so
All right.
I like your model of the same script, same actor, different audiences. The
My
lines
other
are
one
said
is
differently.
better. Matova was better. Not Matova, but Beit Yaakov is better. The Kashem. I love it. That's how Hashem talks.
That is how Shem talks.
That's why we talk that way. Because Hashem talks that way. In poetry. Oof, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed. Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you for waiting for me.
Thank
Wow,
you.
I
Have I'm
appreciate
gonna
it.
stop recording.